This article is brought to you by the best-selling book See It Right Every Time, The Black Book of Eamon Blackthorne. Because the right words, at the right moment, change everything. Feedback tips for introverts who struggle to speak up in the moment and default to silence. How introverts can give feedback with confidence, timing, and a clear system. In short, after reading this, you will have a practical step-by-step system for delivering feedback as an introvert, without freezing, overcomplicating, or staying silent when it matters most. Prepare your opening sentence before every feedback conversation. Choose the right moment and setting deliberately, not by default. Use a short, written script to anchor yourself when nerves take over. Definition: introvert feedback tips are practical techniques that help people who process internally to prepare, structure, and deliver constructive feedback at work with clarity and confidence, rather than defaulting to silence when the moment passes. Why speaking up in the moment is genuinely hard for introverts. You were in the meeting. You saw exactly what went wrong. You knew what needed to be said. And then the moment passed, everyone moved on, and you said nothing. Later, alone, the words came easily. But by then, they were useless. If that sounds familiar, you already understand the core problem with giving feedback as an introvert. Knowing something needs to be said is not the same as being able to say it. The gap between those two things is where most introverts live. It is not cowardice. It is not indifference. It is the way a certain kind of mind works: inward first, outward second, and almost never in real time under social pressure. In this guide, you will get a clear, practical process for introvert feedback tips that you can apply immediately, even if every previous attempt has ended in silence. If you want to understand more about how different communication styles affect team dynamics, introverts versus extroverts in team synergy, how to balance both for maximum cohesion is worth reading alongside this. Why giving feedback as an introvert is harder than it looks. I have worked with hundreds of people who are observant, thoughtful, and genuinely skilled at reading a room. They also gave almost no feedback at work. Not because they had nothing to say, because the conditions never felt right. Knowing that feedback is important does not make delivering it easier. There is a significant gap between understanding the value of something and being able to do it under pressure. Here is what actually makes this hard. The moment moves too fast. Introverts often process deeply before speaking, and group conversations rarely pause long enough for that. By the time you have the right words, the topic has changed. The fear of getting it wrong is louder than the urge to speak. When you are already unsure about the social dynamics of a conversation, the risk of saying something badly feels enormous. Silence feels safer than a misstep. There is no structure to hold on to. Without a clear method, feedback conversations feel improvised and exposed. Improvisation is harder for people who think best in private. Group settings amplify discomfort. Being observed by others while delivering something vulnerable makes the whole experience feel higher stakes than it actually is. The internal critic moves faster than the voice. Many introverts rehearse criticism of their own feedback before they have even said a word out loud. The goal is not to eliminate these difficulties. It is to build a system that works in spite of them. The foundation. What you need before you start. Before you begin, there are three things that need to be clear. Number one. You need a reason that is specific. Vague discomfort is not enough to build a feedback conversation on. Before you do anything else, write down the exact behaviour you observed, the specific moment it happened, and the concrete impact it had. Without this, you will lose your thread the second nerves arrive. Number two. You need permission to go at your pace. Introverts do not give their best feedback under time pressure. Acknowledge that you will need a day, sometimes two, to prepare properly. That is not a weakness. It is how your mind works best, and working with it instead of against it will make everything that follows easier. Number three. You need privacy, both before and during. Preparing feedback in a noisy environment or delivering it in a group setting stacks the odds against you. Decide in advance that this conversation will happen one-on-one. Protecting the setting is as important as preparing the words. Get these right first. The steps that follow will not work without them. Step 1. Write it down before you say it out loud. Writing is your preparation ground, not a substitute for the conversation. Before any feedback conversation, introverts need to externalize their thinking. The moment you write something down, it stops circling in your head and becomes something you can actually examine. Write the situation, the behavior you observed, and the impact it had. Use plain language. Do not edit for tone yet. Just get it on paper. Write one sentence describing the specific behaviour, what happened, when, and where. Write one sentence describing the impact, what it caused, delayed, or affected. Write your opening line for the actual conversation, word for word. Read it back and ask, is this fair? And is it specific? Put the paper away and sleep on it at least one night before the conversation. Example. You noticed a colleague interrupted a client twice during a presentation, and the client became visibly quiet afterwards. Your written opening might read, I wanted to share something I noticed in yesterday's client call. When Marcus was explaining the timeline, there were two moments where he was cut off before he finished his thought, and I could see the client pulling back after that. I wanted to flag it because I think it affected the rapport we were building. That is your anchor. When the conversation starts, that sentence is ready. You do not have to find words under pressure because you already found them. Writing transforms feedback from a nerve-shredding improvisation into a prepared, respectful conversation, and that shift makes everything else possible. A quick note before we continue. Most people leave the hardest conversations for last and regret the words they used when they finally had them. The best-selling book 8 Right Every Time gives you 115 tested scripts for those exact moments, the ones that shape careers, relationships, and how people remember you. Get your copy at emonblackthorne.com. Now, back to the article. Step 2. Choose the right moment deliberately. Timing is not something that happens to you. It is something you choose. Most introverts wait for the perfect moment, and it never comes. The alternative is to select the moment yourself, with intention. A planned conversation in a calm setting beats an improvised one in the corridor every time. Give yourself and the other person the conditions where a real exchange can happen. Avoid giving feedback immediately after a tense event. Wait at least a few hours, or until the next day. Request a short, private meeting rather than catching someone between tasks. Choose a time when neither of you is under deadline pressure or emotional strain. Keep the meeting short. By design, 15 to 20 minutes is enough for most feedback conversations. After you have chosen the moment and set the meeting, something shifts. The feedback is no longer hypothetical. It has a time and a place, and that commitment makes your preparation feel worthwhile rather than theoretical. From here, the conversation is already in motion. Step 3. Use a script for your opening, not your whole conversation. Your opening sentence is the only part of the conversation you need to script. When introverts try to script an entire feedback conversation, they either freeze when it deviates from the plan or deliver it so mechanically it feels clinical. Instead, script only the opening, the line that gets you through the door. Everything after that can be a genuine exchange. The script is your ignition, not your engine. Write your opening sentence using the structure. I noticed specific behavior during specific situation, and I wanted to share what I observed. Practice saying it out loud at least 3 times before the meeting. When the meeting starts, deliver that sentence, then stop and listen. Resist the urge to over-explain before the other person has responded. If you lose your thread, refer back to the specific observation, not the feeling it gave you. Example. You are preparing to speak with a team member whose reports have been arriving late for 3 weeks. Their script. I've noticed the weekly summary has come in after the Friday deadline for the past 3 weeks, and I want to understand what's been happening. That is it. You deliver that one sentence, then you listen. The conversation follows naturally from the other person's response, and your job becomes easier because you're reacting rather than performing. Word-for-word scripts for giving constructive feedback at work has additional scripted openers you can adapt for different situations and relationships. The moment you deliver that first sentence, the hardest part of the whole conversation is over. Step 4. Give yourself structure within the conversation. Structure is what keeps you from going blank mid-conversation. Once you're inside the feedback conversation, you need a simple mental framework to hold on to. Without one, introverts often either over-explain to fill silence or retreat entirely when the conversation gets uncomfortable. A 3-part structure prevents both. Observation, impact, question. That is your whole framework. State your observation, what you saw or heard, specifically. State the impact, what it caused or affected, factually, and without blame. Ask a question, invite their perspective before offering any solution. Sit with the silence after you ask. You do not need to fill it. Take notes if it helps you stay present. It signals care, not judgment. The SBI method, which stands for situation, behavior, impact, is one of the most effective structures for this kind of conversation. You can read a full breakdown of how to apply it and how to use the SBI method to give team members feedback that unifies instead of divides. When you follow the structure, you do not need to be quick or clever. You just need to be honest and sequential, and that is entirely within your strength as someone who thinks carefully before speaking. Step 5. Manage the discomfort without abandoning the conversation. Discomfort during a feedback conversation is not a signal to stop. It is a signal that the conversation is real. Many introverts misread social discomfort as evidence that something has gone wrong. It has not. Some friction in a feedback conversation is normal and healthy. The problem is when that discomfort triggers silence or retreat, and the conversation collapses before anything useful has been said. You can learn to stay in the room before the meeting. Name the discomfort to yourself. This will feel uncomfortable, and that is expected. If you feel the urge to apologize for giving the feedback, pause instead of speaking. If the other person becomes defensive, reflect their words back. So what I'm hearing is, do not rush to resolve the tension with a compliment or a change of subject. End the conversation with a clear, simple next step, not a vague reassurance. Example: your colleague responds to your feedback with clear frustration. I didn't realize that was even a problem. Instead of retreating, you stay present. I hear that, and I'm not trying to make it into a bigger deal than it is. I just wanted to name what I noticed so we could think about it together. That response is calm, specific, and keeps the conversation open without escalating it. How to give feedback strengthens team synergy instead of breaking it. Goes deeper on how to keep feedback conversations constructive when emotions enter the room. Staying in the discomfort is a skill. It gets easier each time you choose not to run from it. Step 6. Follow up in writing after the conversation. The conversation is not the end. A brief written follow-up is. Introverts often do their clearest thinking after a conversation, not during it. Use that. A short written message after a feedback conversation, sent within 24 hours, serves two purposes. It clarifies anything that felt unclear in the moment, and it shows the other person that the conversation was genuine, not performative. It also gives you a record of what was agreed. Send a brief message within 24 hours summarizing what was discussed. Keep it to 3 or 4 sentences: what you said, what they said, what you both agreed. Do not reopen the feedback or add new criticism in the follow-up. If action was agreed, name it specifically. You mentioned you'd flag timeline concerns earlier in the week. I'll check in on Friday. Write it as a colleague, not as a manager issuing a report. This step matters because it converts a conversation into a commitment. It also gives you as the introvert a natural outlet for the thinking you did after the meeting, when the words finally came easily. Adapting this process for remote and hybrid teams. Remote work removes the casual, in-person moments where feedback often happens naturally, and that absence hits introverts hardest. When you're already preparing feedback carefully, losing face-to-face context makes it harder to read tone, gauge impact, and feel the rhythm of a conversation. A video call is not the same as sitting across a table from someone, but the adjustments are manageable. Switch to video, not messages. Written feedback over chat or email looks impersonal and is easily misread. Request a short video call instead, and treat it with the same preparation you'd give an in-person meeting. The face-to-face element, even through a screen, preserves the human quality of the exchange. Overprepare your opening. Without the ambient cues of a physical space, remote conversations can feel even more abrupt. Your opening sentence needs to be especially clear and warm. Practice it more than you think you need to. Use the written follow-up even more deliberately. After a remote feedback conversation, a brief summary message carries more weight than in person, because the other person has less context to draw on. Keep it factual, warm, and focused on what was agreed. Build in transition time before and after. Remote calls can stack back to back with no breathing room. If you know a feedback conversation is coming, protect 15 minutes before it to center yourself and 15 minutes after to process. This is not optional for introverts. It is essential. For feedback conversations that happen in meetings rather than one-on-one, the role of communication in meeting success has practical guidance on how to use those settings more effectively. The core process holds in every context. Only the execution changes. Common mistakes to avoid when you are an introvert giving feedback. Let me tell you about the mistakes I see most often. I have made most of them myself. The mistake: waiting for the perfect moment until it never arrives. Why it happens: introverts are sensitive to timing and context, and they can talk themselves out of every available opportunity. What to do instead? Set a self-imposed deadline. If the feedback is not delivered within 48 hours of the event, schedule a meeting. The perfect moment does not exist. A good enough moment does. The mistake: oversoftening the message until it disappears. Why it happens: the discomfort of potentially hurting someone leads to so many qualifiers that the actual observation gets buried. What to do instead? Say the specific thing first, then soften if needed. The observation must land before any cushioning. The mistake: sending feedback by email to avoid the conversation. Why it happens: writing feels safer and more controllable than speaking. What to do instead? Reserve email for the follow-up summary, not the original feedback. The live conversation builds trust in a way that written messages cannot. The mistake: rehearsing the entire conversation until it sounds scripted. Why it happens: introverts overprepare as a way of managing anxiety, which leads to a delivery that feels mechanical. What to do instead? Script only your opening sentence. Let the rest be a genuine exchange. Preparation is for courage, not for control. The mistake: ending the conversation without a clear next step. Why it happens: relief at having spoken at all makes it tempting to close quickly. What to do instead? Before you close, name one specific action or agreement. Let's check in on this next Thursday. That single sentence gives the conversation weight. These are not character flaws. They are gaps in the system. Fix the system. Your practical checklist. Use this checklist before you begin and after each feedback conversation. I have written down the specific behavior I observed, including when and where it happened. I have written down the concrete impact that behavior had. I have written my opening sentence, word for word, and read it back. I have slept on the feedback for at least one night before scheduling the conversation. I have requested a private, one-on-one meeting rather than raising this in a group. I have chosen a time when neither of us is under deadline or emotional pressure. I have practiced my opening sentence out loud at least 3 times. I have prepared a follow-up message I can send within 24 hours. I know which specific next step I will name at the end of the conversation. I have reminded myself that discomfort during the conversation is normal, not a signal to stop. If you cannot check most of these, that is your starting point. Summary and next steps. You now have a complete, practical process for giving feedback as an introvert, from first observation to written follow-up, without relying on in-the-moment confidence you have never needed before. Write down the observation and impact before you do anything else. This is your whole foundation. Choose the moment deliberately by requesting a private, planned conversation rather than waiting. Script only your opening sentence. Let the rest be a genuine exchange. Use a simple 3-part structure: observation, impact, question. Stay in the discomfort. It is a sign the conversation is real, not a sign it has gone wrong. Follow up in writing within 24 hours to convert conversation into commitment. The system matters more than your nerves. When the system is solid, the nerves become manageable. If you want to go deeper on preparation before high-stakes conversations, how to use the strong method to prepare before a high-stakes feedback conversation gives you a rigorous framework for exactly that. If group settings are where you most often go quiet, how to deal with dominant voices in a discussion will help you hold ground when the room is loud. These introvert feedback tips are not about changing who you are. They are about building a system that works the way you work: deliberate, prepared, and quiet until it counts. The best feedback I have ever heard came from the quietest person in the room, because they had actually been paying attention. Frequently asked questions. What are the best introvert feedback tips for speaking up at work? The best introvert feedback tips involve preparation before the conversation, not improvisation during it. Write your observations down, choose a quiet one-on-one setting, and use a simple script. Preparation gives you the words when nerves take them away. How can an introvert give feedback without freezing in the moment? Introverts freeze because they try to find the right words on the spot. The fix is to prepare your opening sentence word for word before the conversation starts. A single prepared line breaks the silence and gets you moving. What is the best time for an introvert to give feedback at work? Introverts give better feedback in planned one-on-one conversations, not in group meetings or in the heat of the moment. Request a short private meeting choose a calm time of day, and give yourself a day to prepare what you want to say. How do introvert feedback tips differ from general feedback advice? General feedback advice assumes you can think clearly under social pressure. Introvert feedback tips account for the fact that many people process best in private, before the conversation. The difference is in preparation depth and choosing the right moment and setting deliberately. Can introverts actually get good at giving feedback at work? Yes, and often introverts become the most trusted feedback givers on a team. Because they observe carefully and prepare thoroughly, their feedback tends to be specific, fair, and well-timed. The skill is not natural ease. It is a practiced system. What should an introvert say when giving feedback to a colleague? Start with a single clear observation, not a judgment. Try. I noticed that in yesterday's meeting, the client question about pricing was left unanswered. Then ask what happened and listen. Specificity and curiosity are more effective than evaluation. Thank you for listening. If this article helped, the best-selling book 8 Right Every Time will take you the rest of the way. 115 scripts ready to use whenever you need them. Visit emonblickthorne.com to get your copy.